Somebody said, Elder Presley, I never, you know, he was known in his day, somebody that was what? Rock and roll singer, right? And he had young girls and ladies streaming after him, am I right? But he got to the point where he got so juiced, he would throw things and bust his TV, shoot it up, just do all kind of stuff. But when he got on the stage, that's what he wanted me to do, shake, rally, and roll. But when he got behind the scene, he had all kind of turmoils and demons messing with him. See, then you ever notice we got a place over here in Tupelo, that special place for Elvis Presley, right? But you ever notice that they didn't tell about all that? They talked about all the good time, all the crowds he had, but they didn't tell that. And see, that's what Satan wants to do, and if he knows that he can get to you through your flesh, he can get you to do anything, and you'll suffer much. And then those that will believe God and preach the gospel, if you better learn to stand on the word, because Satan will come at you because he don't like you. He'll try to take you out because he don't want you to find out about this good news. Hallelujah. So listen to this. God has given us this wonderful life. And I'm going to read this again. Because I want to move on. He said, I'm going to back up to verse 15. And this is from the Passion. He said, the law provokes punishment. And where no law exists, there cannot be a violation of the law. See that? If no law existed, there can be what? No violation. You can't violate something that's not there. That is why it's a faith that it might be by grace. The promise may be that the gift may be a grace gift. So you can believe God. So you can receive the promises that he made. And we're going to get to them in just a little bit. I believe I'd be able to get there. And when you understand this, this is why you can see what God was doing. And he set this up so every one of us could be in this kingdom. So that fulfill all the promises. So for the law provokes punishment, but there where there is no law existence, there cannot be a violation of the law. Come on. But the promises, for the promise depends on what? Faith. Watch it. Stay with me now. So that it can be experienced as a what? Grace gift. You didn't do a thing in the world to earn it. Come on. It was a grace gift. You didn't earn it. It was given to you. You were qualified to receive it. Hallelujah. A grace gift. And now it extends to who? All the descendants of Abraham. Keep going. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law. See, he's talking about those under the law. They obeyed the word. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but also for who? Those who enter in into the faith of Abraham, the father of us all. Keep going. That's what the scripture meant when it says, I have made you a father of many nations. See, when God promised to give Abraham and Sarah a son, this promise was to take in all the nations, just not the nation of Israel, just not the people, the Hebrew people. This promise was for all nations. And see, everybody, God wants everybody to join this kingdom. Once you're born again, you become an heir of this kingdom. You become an heir of this world. this world of faith, this world of blessing, this world of prosperity, the world of joy, the world of protection. You have joined into this, you have joined a kingdom that this dark world can't destroy. Hallelujah. It will bring persecution, but it can't stop you. Hallelujah. So he said that, that's what the scripture meant when it says, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our what? Example and father. See, he believed God. He's our example. And he's the father of this faith. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Or do I need to break it down some more? He's the father of this kind of faith. And this kind of faith believed God. He's our example and he's our and the father of it. For in God's presence, he did what? Believe that God can do what? Raise the dead and call into being things that doesn't even exist yet. He couldn't see it. And you know, people say, I won't believe it. I'm not gonna believe it unless I see it. I gotta see it before I believe. Now, God told him, Abraham, we get that. He said, Abraham, I know you're dead. I know Sarah's womb is dead. But I'm gonna give you a son. Abraham could have been back and forth, Sarah and me is dead. And God said this. He forgot about this. He said, okay, God, you're gonna give me a son. Hello? And he believed that God could bring forth something that didn't even exist. Well, see, you have been born into this kingdom. And that's what God wants you to understand. Whatever you're facing, God can bring into your life what seemed to be impossible. All right, I'm going to give you a testimony. I'm going to give you a testimony. My wife can testify to this. My wife can testify to this. And we'll continue with this story. I want to show you how faithful God is. In the midst of all the stuff that we've been standing our ground against, early yesterday morning, I got up. And when there's some kind of discomfort, you look to just find some way to get comfortable. And so I came out here and I'm praying Psalm, and mainly I came out here, I want to rest. And I lay down on those seats there and I messed around and I just laying down looking for a comfortable position. And I messed around with sleep. And I woke up, I said, man, I'm sleeping. And I thought about my love seat in my office. I got a pillow and I got a place where I can elevate my foot. So I got on the couch, went to sleep, and I don't go to sleep like that too often. I went to sleep till I didn't know I was in the world. I was asleep. Anytime, you know, a pain or something come, it'll wake you up. But this time it didn't. But when I did wake up, I had caught a catch in my back like I used to get when I was laying bricks. I couldn't hardly move. I had to figure out how I was going to get off the love seat. When I did get up, it was just, you know, I don't know if you know, a catch will catch you at this. You move here, it'll catch you, and you move over here. And so I'm just telling you now, so you know God is good. And when I would go to sit down, I didn't complain about it. And you sit down, you know, you ease, you got to have something because you just like a, you got to ease. And I probably look pretty old doing it. I eased down till I felt my butt touch the seat, then I let go. So when I get ready to get up, I had to have something to get up because I couldn't put in, let me get over here, that kind of ring. I had to put some pressure on my arm because my back would catch. It come up and every time it catch, it's like a pain. I mean, on lack of pain, it was a pain. So I would work myself up until I get to this position, I work myself up. And I checked myself in place.